Good evening, it is 5 p.m. and this is JNYGK on CFRC 101.9 FM, broadcasting from Lower Carruthers Hall on Queen's Campus in Kingston, Ontario. Today in YGK is brought to you by CFRC's news collective, Christina Laurie, Jesse Bell, and Ellie Sturton. CFRC's news programming is made possible by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. I'm CFRC's broadcast journalist, Christina Laurie, and here are your local news headlines. To start us off tonight, we have a few messages directly from the City of Kingston. First off, Kingston Public Works to host open house on May 24th. The City of Kingston's Public Works Department is inviting the community to its annual Public Works Day on Saturday, May 24th. The open house will take place at the Public Works Headquarters, 701 Division Street, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. This family-friendly event will feature vehicles and machinery from Public Works and other city departments, and partners such as Solid Waste, Engineering, Kingston Transit, Utilities Kingston, and more. There will be hands-on activities and demonstrations, as well as information about many city programs and initiatives. Karen Santucci, Director of Public Works and Solid Waste, states, quote, "We can't wait to open our doors on May 24th and showcase the many roles and responsibilities of public works in Kingston. This event is always well attended by the community and features countless fun family activities and opportunities to learn. All are welcome to come and hear about the work we and our colleagues do around Kingston," end quote. Across Canada and the United States, Public Works Week is observed during the third full week of May to recognize the importance of public works in society. This year, it takes place from May 18th to 24th. Kingston Public Works Department oversees a variety of services and programs, including winter operations, road maintenance, parks and sports field maintenance, tree planting and pruning, community cleanups, and more. Parking will be available at the Railway Street entrance at the Public Works property. The Division Street entrance to the property will be closed. In another upcoming event, debunk traffic myths and discover local transportation solutions at the Truth About Traffic. Whether you drive, bike, walk, roll, or ride transit, all are invited to attend The Truth About Traffic, a free presentation on June 5th to challenge common misconceptions about urban traffic and transportation. This evening talk and panel discussion will be led by Brent Tadarian, an internationally recognized leader in sustainable urbanism, city planning, and transportation. The event will explore proven strategies to tackle traffic challenges in growing communities like Kingston and will include a panel discussion to explore effective local solutions for Kingston and the necessary steps to achieve them. Tadarian states, quote, "The goal of the evening is to act as a turning point in the local conversation about transportation and the kind of better solutions we need. That starts with being honest about the kind of things we've been getting wrong," end quote. Event details. The location will be at the Chet Center for Creativity and Learning, Malting Tower, on the third floor, at 6 to 8 p.m. on Thursday, June 5th. Register to attend the evening talk for free on Eventbrite. Space is limited, and they expect spots to go quickly. The event will also be live-streamed for those who cannot attend in person. Follow along on the event livestream on the City of Kingston YouTube channel. City launches Playground Accessibility Public Engagement. The City of Kingston is launching a new playground accessibility plan and inviting residents to help shape its direction. This plan will guide the equitable development, renovation, and enhancement of the city's playgrounds over the next 10 years. Amy Elgersma, Director of Recreation and Leisure Services, states, quote, "Play is essential to a child's development and the well-being of our communities. With every new playground we build or renovate, we strive to create welcoming, inclusive, and accessible spaces for everyone. The Playground Accessibility Plan will guide us over the next decade to ensure our investments in play are thoughtful, equitable, and responsive to community needs," end quote. An in-person project workshop for the community takes place on June 11th, and an online one is planned for June 12th. Complete workshop and project details are available through the project page on Get Involved Kingston. This is also where you can ask questions and offer feedback as the project moves forward. Public input is important in developing this plan and will occur in various forms throughout the spring, summer, and early fall of 2025. To stay connected and receive updates on future opportunities to provide feedback, visit Get Involved Kingston and follow the project. Once again, what you just heard were updates directly from the City of Kingston this week. In a note from the Kingston General Hospital, temporary closure in place at KGH site main entrance May 26th to 31st. Kingston Health Sciences Center is notifying patients, families, and visitors and staff that the Kid Davies main entrance on Stewart Street at the Kingston General Hospital site will be closed for repairs from May 26th to 31st, 2025. Please note both the revolving door and the nearby automatic doors will be inaccessible. Vehicles dropping off or picking up patients, visitors, or staff should use the Armstrong entrance. Access to via Lower University Avenue to enter or exit the building. Parking areas and driveway access outside of the main entrance will not be affected. This work is expected to be completed by May 31, 2025, with normal access resuming on June 1, 2025. For additional information about parking locations or to plan your visit to the KGH site, please visit kingstonhsc.ca/visiting or attending khsc/gettinghospital. At their May 20th meeting, Council reaffirmed their support for the Kingston Music Strategy and unanimously approved an additional $200,000 for Tourism Kingston's Music Office to continue implementing the strategy. The city hit play on the Municipal Music Strategy in 2024 to bolster a vibrant and sustainable local music scene. With the long list of goals and priorities including accessible rehearsal space, performance opportunities, mentorship opportunities, and providing a variety of venues to perform in, Tourism Kingston, chiefly its music office, has been leading the charge. Council was presented with a one-year update along with the motion to put additional funding into the initiative. Highlights of the first-year update include the creation of the City Music Officer position, a Kingston Music Advisory Committee to guide the strategy's implementation, 32 workshops held with 1,157 attendees, and 14 events sponsored in 2024, generating an economic impact of $272,439, with 324 artists and bands impacted and 10,747 attendees. As for what comes next, ensuring fair wages for musicians seems to be one of the top priorities. Michael Broadhead, a local musician, spoke before council with a focus on the economic challenges faced by musicians.
I want our scene to be sustainable, and I'm concerned that things like the housing crisis are reaching a point where we cannot sustain things like this anymore. And what I'm seeing is mass burnout of promoters and people in the DIY scene and people leaving Kingston despite the music strategy. Musicians need two things first and foremost, and the degree to which those two things are present in any effort to help musicians to me reflects the degree to which musicians' interests are represented in comparison to other interests around musicians. And those two things are professional standards for pay in any registered business and free or very accessible DIY or space for the DIY scene. If other people are sacrificing their love of the game, the landlord needs to as well. If people are expecting to invest and then make profit off those investments, everybody should be able to make a living. Those are the two standards. And what I see in policy is the more things that aren't those two reflects the more other people would like a policy to not be focusing on those two issues because they don't support their interest. And so my concerns are really that other interests around music can get in and make money off of musicians while the vast majority of musicians don't see the benefit of that economic development. Musicians' pay can go to zero, and that has effects on social structures and norms. This also inversely means that a price of zero would imply an infinite supply of musical labor, which is not true, but some people treat us like it's the case.
When the floor opened for councillors to discuss the report, Councillor Wendy Steven also expressed a need for more community feedback and fair wage discussion moving forward.
When I read this report, it outlined a lot of really great work, and I couldn't quite figure out, it felt like something was missing. And then it dawned on me that what I was really hoping to see that wasn't in the report this time that I would really like staff to include next time is that industry feedback and community voice. So I think our delegation made a really interesting point that the music scene wouldn't exist without musicians. So I feel like we really need to capture their voice along with, as we heard, there's a whole industry around them, right? So all these other different peripheral jobs that are connected to the music. Just a comment to staff, you know, thank you. And I'd really, really like to see that included next time. The second piece I wanted to comment on was that in the report it outlined how fair pay will be explored more in 2025. So again, as indicated by our delegation, fair pay is a really critical piece. And Councilor Ridge, that's interesting. I didn't realize you were part of that union. So one of the comments I wanted to make as well is that I'm very curious about the outcomes when it comes to fair pay when working with, I wrote down the name so I could get it right, the Union of Professional Musicians, Local 518. So I really look forward to seeing where that goes.
The city's director of arts and culture services, Danica Lockhead, confirmed that setting standards in this department will be a priority heading into the next year of the strategy.
I think just to the fair wage discussion, you know, the music strategy does include a strategic action to develop a fair wage policy for the city of Kingston, but that will really look at, that will come back to council and will really look at mandating a fair wage for musicians for all city of Kingston sponsored events. You know, City of Kingston partner events, but I think more broadly to sort of also act as a tool to advocate sector-wide, community-wide, for the value of paying musicians a fair wage. The city doesn't have necessarily the mandate to, you know, to mandate fair wage elsewhere, but we do have the capacity to lead by example and bring into policy this fair wage and hopefully encourage others to do the same.
Council unanimously approved the additional funding, paving the way for more progress from the Music Office in 2025, all part of shaping the soundtrack to life in Kingston. This has been Christina Laurie with CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative. That wraps up your headlines for this evening. Next up is CFRC's Jesse Bell with your weather and traffic reports for this evening.
This is the Environment Canada Weather Report for the Kingston region. We begin with Monday, May 26th. More rain in the forecast for Kingston. Daytime high of 20 degrees, but a 40% chance of showers predicted throughout the day, dropping down to 8 degrees overnight. Tuesday, May 27th. Daytime high of 22 degrees with a mix of sun and cloud, but thankfully no rain in the forecast for Tuesday, drops down to 11 degrees overnight. Wednesday, May 28th, the rain is back. Daytime high of 18 degrees with a 60% chance of precipitation throughout the day, dropping down to 12 overnight. Thursday, May 29th, 19 degrees is your daytime high with a 40% chance of showers, dropping down to 12 overnight. Friday, May 30th, daytime high of 18 degrees with that same 40% chance of precipitation, and it is going to cool off a little bit overnight, dropping down to 11. Saturday, May 31st, finally some sunny conditions forecasted, very low possibility of rain, hovering around the 25% mark, but it is going to be 16 and sunny otherwise. Moving into the start of June, Sunday, June 1st is calling for a daytime high of 16 degrees, but it'll be mostly cloudy, not a lot of sunshine in the forecast. That does change slightly on Monday, June 2nd, however, high of 18 degrees, and it's going to be a sunny, beautiful day here in the city of Kingston. Finally. This is Jesse Bell with your City of Kingston traffic report for the week. Public Services and Procurement Canada wishes to advise the public that the LaSalle Causeway will be fully closed to vehicles, cyclists, and pedestrians to allow for the temporary opening of the main marine navigation channel on Saturday, May 31st from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. During these periods, the removal of the modular bridge will begin at 6 a.m. with the marine channel expected to be open by 9 a.m. The marine channel will be closed at 5 p.m. to reinstall the bridge. The causeway is expected to reopen to vehicles, cyclists, and pedestrians by 8 p.m. Here are the relevant road closures for the week. Albert Street, Princess to Mac, closed to accommodate construction activity and staging at 484 Albert Street. Aberdeen Street, William II Johnson, closed to accommodate construction activity and staging. Berry Street, Queen to Colborne, closed until May 30th for construction-related activity at 283 Queen Street. Cassidy Street, Montreal to Maple, closed until June 6th as part of the ongoing intersection improvements of Montreal and John Counter. Colborne Street, Maine to Barrie, closed May 27th from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. to accommodate a mobile crane lift. Earl Street, Collingwood to Toronto, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. Kirkpatrick Street, King's Court to Ruskin and Brandt, closed May 31st from 8:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. for the Kilometers for Kids Run Walk Roll for Kids Inclusive. Ontario Street, Brock to Clarence, is closed May 26th at 8 p.m. to May 27th at 6 a.m. and May 27th at 8 p.m. to May 28th at 2 p.m. for line painting and planter installations. South Bartlett Street, Smith to Victoria, closed until August 29th for construction-related activity at 655 Princess Street. Sydenham Street, Princess to Queen, closed until October 3rd for the Sydenham Street Community Space. Victoria Street, Union to Johnson Street, closed for sewer separation and road rehabilitation work. And Victoria Street, Princess to North Bartlett, closed until August 29th for construction-related activity at 655 Princess Street. Here are some other delays to be aware of. Bayridge Drive, Milford to Henderson, expect delays for the construction of new active transportation infrastructure and intersection upgrades. Collins Bay Road, Woodbine to Princess, expect delays while a contractor completes landscaping work on Collins Bay Road. Front Road, Sand Bay to Country Club, expect delays for the installation of sanitary and water main for Utilities Kingston. Gardner's Road at Centennial and Creekford, expect delays while a contractor completes intersection widening, traffic signal upgrades, and cycling and pedestrian improvements. Highway 2, Abbeydon to St. Lawrence, expect delays to complete enhanced flood protection of Abbeydon Road, Highway 2, and St. Lawrence Avenue. Montreal Street at John Counter, expect delays for upgrades to the intersection including new lighting, traffic signals, lanes, paving, and signage to improve safety and efficiency for all road users and accommodate increased traffic from the Wabin Crossing. Page Road, Jackson Mills to end of Jackson Mills, expect delays while a contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract. Rock Road, Unity to Highway 38, expect delays while a contractor is completing work on the annual surface treatment contract. And Victoria Street and Earl Street, expect delays while a contractor mobilizes to site to start work on the second phase of reconstruction of sewer, water main, sidewalks, and road.
Now coming up, we'll have a look at some great community events running this week. On Monday, join Kingston Community Health Centers and KFPL for Older Adults Day Out from 10 a.m. to noon at the Rideau Heights Community Center. It's a relaxed morning with games, social time, and the Books and Beans Book Club. On Tuesday, head to the Cove Inn from 7 to 10 p.m. for Karaoke for a Cause. It's a fundraiser for PAWS, Prevent Another Westport Stray, with a $20 cover going to help local animals in need. On Wednesday, join Fiercely OK Weekly Song Circles at Chalmers United Church from 7 to 8:30 p.m. Bring your voice and admission is $20. On Thursday, Spring Reverb kicks off with the Makers Meetup at the Broom Factory from 4 to 6 p.m. It's free and brings together musicians, artists, and creatives. Then at 8 p.m., catch Spring Reverb presents Nima Nas and Mark Anthony Synagoga. The comedians hit the stage at the Broom Factory with the Wait Is Over tour. Tickets are $40. Over at Something in the Water, check out the all-inclusive comedy show from 7 to 10 p.m. Tickets are $22 online or $25 at the door. Or join Beyond the Binary Kingston, Yellow House, and Trans Family Kingston for the Gender Diverse Song Circle. It's an evening of singing, connection, and joy for gender diverse folks from 6 to 8 p.m. On Friday, Spring Reverb continues at the Broom Factory with some industry panels. From 12 to 1 p.m., join Ian Nichols and Brock Tinsley for Building a Career, Leveling Up Your Music Business Plan. Then from 1 to 2 p.m., Know Your Rights, Canadian Music Law 101 with entertainment lawyer Ian Harris. From 1 to 4 p.m., drop by the warehouse for a DIY merch and fashion workshop presented as a part of Spring Reverb. You'll learn screen printing, button making, and more. And at 6 p.m., musician and TikTok star Ash Malloy hosts a free roundtable on social media strategy at Musiki Cafe. Come early as space is limited. That night, head to the Grad Club from 8 to 10 p.m. for Shock T Bubblegum's Cosmic Caravan, a psychedelic drag variety show. Cover is just $5. On Saturday, Greater Napanee Pride takes over Napanee Conservation Park starting at 9:30 a.m. Enjoy drag performances, vendors, and live entertainment. It's free and fun for all ages. And the Broom Factory is hosting a mentorship cafe from 5 to 7 p.m. as part of Spring Reverb. This is your chance to sit down with music industry pros. Don't forget to register. Over at Something Else Records, Spring Reverb presents an indie label talk with Mars Aspen and Sarah Sleeth from 2 to 3 p.m. Then at 8 p.m., Something in the Water presents The Rise and Fall of a Kingstonian Princess, a solo Chapel Roan drag show by Bewitched. Tickets are $11.98, with half the proceeds going to Trans Family Kingston. And on Sunday, comedian Sterling Scott headlines a stand-up show at Spearhead Brewery. The show starts at 7 p.m., and tickets are $15 in advance or $20 at the door. Earlier that day, Spring Reverb offers a recording studio tour from 1 to 2 p.m. Folks can get a behind-the-scenes look at how Kingston's biggest records were made. And finally, closing out Spring Reverb, there's a merch exhibition Closing Mixer at the Warehouse from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. It's free and features live DJs, merch displays, and artist hangouts. Have a local event that you would like covered on CFRC's website and our news programming? Contact us today via cfrc.ca. I'm Ellie Sturton, and coming up are your live music events happening around town this week. On Monday, check out Tegan McLaren at the Cove Inn starting at 5 p.m. by donation. On Tuesday, see Eric Uren and Megan Ballow play a cozy folk set at the Cove Inn from 5 to 8 p.m. Entry is by donation. Then at 7 p.m., head to the Spire for a free Spring Spectacular concert from the Kingston Youth Orchestra and guests. On Wednesday, you've got options. Catch Whiskey Smoke playing country tunes at the Buckle from 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. At the RCAJ, David Hurley offers a relaxing night of jazz and blues from 7 to 10 p.m. with a $5 cover for non-members. Or hear Kingston Trio $5 dates at Spearhead Brewery from 7 to 10 p.m. Moving into Thursday, jazz funk group Snaggle plays at the RCAJ from 7 to 10 p.m. and tickets are $20. And check out the Garth and Shania tribute concert at the Kingston Grand Theater. The show starts at 7:30 p.m. and tickets are $59. Also on Thursday, La Vida Bistro Bar hosts an open mic meets talent show called No Effing Rules, being hosted by comedian Ryan James from 7 to 10 p.m. On Friday, the Spring Reverb Music Festival begins. Tara Lightfoot and Thunder Queens hit the Broom Factory from 7:30 to 10 p.m. and tickets are $25. At the Buckle, catch a high-energy lineup of alt-rock and pop-punk starting at 8 p.m. with the Mendozas, Speedbump Sally, Sonic Souvenir, and 47 Teeth. Tickets are $15 at the door. See Lowest of the Low and Kingston's Oak Ridge Avenue at the Mansion as part of Spring Reverb from 9 p.m. to midnight. Tickets are $30. At Musiki Cafe, Ash Malloy headlines a Spring Reverb show with Julia Finnegan and Clara Smallman from 7:30 to 10 p.m. Tickets are just $15. Also on Friday, hip-hop fans can see Dupel live days before Infinity, starting at 8 p.m. at Overtime Sports Bar. Over at the Spire, Canadian rock legends Gatto perform at 7 p.m., with tickets going for $49.60, and a post-show meet-and-greet included. The Toucan hosts Spring Reverb punk acts Chinese Medicine, Ricky, and the Merengues from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Then on Saturday, Spring Reverb continues. See Menno Versteeg of Colorado at BSE Skate Shop with Anthea Fever from 1:30 to 3:15 p.m. Tickets are $22.50. Or folks can see Big Fat Horn Band play at the RCHA from 8 to 11 p.m. for $30. Over at the Mansion, catch DJ sets starting at 9 p.m. with House, Garage, and Techno from Yasmi, Vig, and more. Also at the Mansion, the Pop Montreal Showcase features Body Wash, Sunforger, and Fleeting Colors from 9:30 to 11:50 p.m. as part of Spring Reverb. Tickets are $15. The Broom Factory is hosting CJ Wiley's Big Gay Night from 7:30 to 10 p.m. with live music, queer line dancing, and more for $25. At Musiki, it's Casper Skulls and Kingston's Piner from 7:30 to 10 p.m. as part of Spring Reverb. Tickets are $15. And Something Else Records hosts a Spring Reverb double bill with Mars Aspen and Evan Jackson playing from 3 to 4:30 p.m. And at the Toucan from 10 p.m. to 2 a.m., you can catch Kingston's Carlo and Good Company performing as part of Spring Reverb. On Sunday, the Evs host a free morning jam session at Pedalworks Cafe and Studios from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Spring Reverb continues at the Broom Factory with the Snotty Nose Res Kids and Cacao performing from 2 to 5 p.m. Tickets are $30. Have a local concert that you'd like covered on CFRC's website and our news programming? Contact us today via cfrc.ca.
Thank you for tuning in to CFRC's local news programming. To revisit episodes of Today in YGK and hear more from some of our guests, be sure to head to our podcast network at podcast.cfrc.ca. Today in YGK is brought to you by the generous support of the Community Radio Fund of Canada under the Local Journalism Initiative, Queen's University Career Services, What'll I Wear, 732 Princess Street, and The Screening Room at screeningroomkingston.com. Be sure to stay tuned for more CFRC programming coming up next.
What'll I Wear offers the best in vintage, funky, one-of-a-kind treasures, clothing, accessories, and a fabulous selection of jewels, vintage and new. Find the cutest purse, the most dashing of hats and sunglasses, everything to complete your individual look. What'll I Wear has it all. They can dress you from top to bottom. Find your new fashion fave at What'll I Wear at 732 Princess Street in Kingston. Visit their new location and follow them on Facebook to keep up to date with what's in store at What'll I Wear.